Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the Off Your Brains.
Welcome to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points radio show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
We open the whole thing up with RE, Your Brains, from the Code Monkey Save World like Kickstarter. I don't know if you remember this Kickstarter way back. Like
one of the first one was Code Monkeys, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely back in the day. It was Jonathan Colton and Greg Pak decided to put out sort of like this. They did it like as
it's kind of in the spirit of the IT crowd, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah, a lot of the music that Jonathan Colton decided to, you know, make and everything, this like folk music, nerd music type stuff, like they made a graphic novel out of it, but they released it issue by issue, and then they released a physical graphic novel. So Comixology got into it, and then if you were one of the backers, which I was, we were able to straighten his bow tie. You got this entire album of like a lot of the greatest hits.
Don't
from
slap
Jonathan
yourself
Colton.
Too hard on your shoulder with your suspenders there.
That's it. That's a snap.
Yeah, Jonathan Colton, I think he did, I think his most prolific, I think, that got the most popular was probably the ending song of
Portal.
Portal.
Yep.
That was him, I believe. He wrote the lyrics, but I don't think he did the vocals.
No, he didn't do the vocals, but later he does a version of it, and it sounds pretty good. I mean, again, Jonathan Colton, we're no stranger to him on the show. So, speaking of the show, this is the Experience Points radio show. We're back every Wednesday from 9 to 10. We drop nerd and geek knowledge on you, as well as music.
Oh, yeah.
So, we also have a website. We are about 2 or 3 weeks behind on audio, but I plan on taking a day.
Wonderful.
I plan on taking a day off and doing that because it's just been very, very busy. In about a week and a half, I get married.
Yes, that's right. It is cranking up.
In fact,
that is not what I'm counting down to. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Also, in about a week and a half, Red Dead 2 is released. So the website is exppoints.com. Always double tap the P before we forget it. We have social media, but you need to hear about all that.
Right.
Let's see. Do we want to talk about anything before the two songs? Do we want
to? No, there's not terribly. The only thing I could think of what I did last week was I wrestled with Entergy.
Oh, nice.
The
wrestling with Entergy.
It's
the what drives everything.
Yeah,
can neither be created nor destroyed. Can only be transferred.
Well, this was the company Entergy.
Oh.
The wrestling with them, they told me some wrong information. Then they're like, "Yeah, we did. Sorry, go get a hotel." Was their response? Yeah, I'm not joking.
Wow.
And then we were out power with 2 days. I had to whine and complain, and on Twitter they reached out to me and like, "We got somebody coming out there Friday."
On Twitter,
somebody reached out.
That is such a strange.
Yeah,
I am. You know what? I vastly underestimate the utility of that service.
I did too. It became a lot more important to me because they got somebody because they were like, "Oh, it's gonna be Monday, so it's gonna be either 2 days without electricity or 4 days without electricity."
Wow.
But they were like, "Friday, we can get somebody out there," and I was like, "Okay, thank you." But no, the other thing I did that week was I visited your house.
Oh yeah,
I did.
You came over.
Yeah,
I remember.
He's got a nice little place.
Yeah,
he got like a huge floor and a roof. I like your place.
I like your roof.
The only thing I don't like is your weird smelling office. I don't know what it is.
It's the old wood. There's old wood there.
I think so. It's probably going to need. Other than that,
it's got like Berber carpet, and I don't like carpet. But it's got Berber carpet in there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I'm going to take that out and maybe like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to like stain the concrete. There's so little of it. So.
Well, I think when you take out that stuff, you're going to find like, oh, this is what's causing this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know you are.
That's why I haven't done it yet. I'm not really looking forward to it.
Because you know it's going to be.
It's going to be kind of a hassle. And, you know, like my future wife, my fiance and I, we're not even married yet. So hopefully, you know, when we get back from the honeymoon, we start categorizing and prioritizing like what we want to change.
But it's a beautiful house. That's
thank you. I appreciate it. You're beautiful.
Stop it.
You.
I am wearing it is a nice day.
Is that
for
a cardigan? Is
light
that
a cardigan? Sweater.
Oh, is that?
It's
is
a nice day for a cardigan.
It is.
Sorry.
Looking at the audio waveform.
It's gone crazy.
Peak.
But no, not too much. Just wrestling with moving stuff, getting my office set up and stuff like that. Found out that some of my outlets, because the kind of property amount, the outlets are not grounded.
That's okay.
They're in a surge protector. Everything's in a surge protector.
I mean, power.
Unless I get hit directly by lightning, which is physically impossible since my house is lower than everything around me.
Yeah.
So unless physics change, it probably won't get struck by lightning. But it is something that needs to be updated.
So none of the outlets in my home are grounded either.
Oh, really? How old is the wiring?
76.
So yeah, it's got the old wiring.
Yeah, it's got the old wiring. It's not like that tube and cloth wiring. I mean, it's just not grounded.
Well, you can't have the tube and cloth because that's illegal now.
Right. So when you go back to your breaker panel, everything's grounded there.
Yeah.
Like, so it is grounded. Like the neutral is grounded.
Oh, right. Because and the breaker panel's
on the
new side.
That's how electricity works. I didn't know. My dad was an electrician for a long time, and he like opens it up and he goes, "Yeah, you're fine." I'm like, "But it says fault on everything," and they're like, "Yeah, but you don't really need that to be grounded. It's just like an extra thing. But electricity will work without it, and you'll be okay."
And that is connected to the new side of the house, which is grounded.
Right.
So it has a ground.
So you've got sort of like a grounding bus. You know, you've got like a grounding bus.
So
bar.
It's not a super big deal. And everything's through a surge protector. I don't touch
anything.
That's
the thing. You know, GFCI, I think, you can just replace one of the outlets with a GFCI outlet.
Oh, I know. It's going to wreck the multiplug. But as long as it wrecks the multiplug and nothing else, I'm happy.
Yeah. I mean, that you can replace that very
easily. And renter's insurance. I got everything.
There you go.
Possibly.
I know the when you look at the code and it's like, oh, it's not up to code. The thing that makes it up to code is a sticker that says this outlet is connected to a GFCI.
Right.
And not the actual GFCI, just the sticker.
Because the new half is, I believe it is. So.
Yeah, but so something.
You guys liking this?
Something that, hey, this is nerdy. Yeah. This is something that I heard, though. That sticker, electricity doesn't care about that sticker.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Let's get into the two songs and let's talk about some. We're gonna have IGN and Kotaku esque. We're going right into this.
Well, I want to talk about after the two songs. I want to talk about what I've been doing the last week, and it involves like I'm gonna get real close and like breathe real breath into the microphone.
Servers.
Not the kind you tip.
Let's
cut to The Living Dead by No More Kings because we're getting closer to Halloween and we can start putting some of this stuff on there.
Yay.
And then Pokemon Theme by Lindsay Sterling and Kurt Hugo Schneider. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
No longer exclusive.
No longer exclusive. We're open relationship now.
Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU. Still the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm still MG.
I am going to be Dustin until I stop.
Until you cease being. You just heard Pokemon Theme by Lindsay Sterling and Kurt Hugo Schneider. Before that, we opened it all up with The Living Dead by No More Kings. A series of songs that we will play this hour. We don't really get to play throughout the rest of the year. We sort of have to wait until near Halloween time.
Yeah.
Like that This Is Halloween song from Nightmare Before Christmas. We can't just play that all year round. That doesn't make sense.
Everyone goes, is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? I don't know. They have a musical number that says, This Is Halloween, and it's at the beginning.
I think it's a both movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's a movie. You can just watch it whenever you want, man. Like,
it's
do
a
you.
Movie. You can do you.
I want it. So you talked a little bit about what you did. I've been working on a project for the last probably 3 weeks, maybe month.
The server thing.
The
What's
server
going
thing.
On,
yes. I work in technology, like very deep into technology. Right. I'm a systems administrator by trade, but I do a lot with like anything from web servers to networking to. Just a bunch of stuff.
You remember that one weekend you created an Ultron-style robot to better humanity and it went berserk and me and you had to destroy it in an epic battle?
That was not my finest week, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
We got sweet suits after, though.
We did.
But you did get paralyzed.
I did. Ish.
That's an ish.
Until it became inconvenient for the writers.
And then we just CG'd you back. Hey, there's one line that makes everything okay.
Infinity War! Available now!
There's a lot of reasons for you to like want to store like things on your local network, right? Like maybe you don't like Google, maybe you think they're evil, maybe you don't want to put all your videos on YouTube because they're personal and you don't want someone else having it. Maybe you don't want to, and you shouldn't just leave it on your hard drive on your computer because if your laptop or your desktop was to succumb to some virus or physical damage or failure, or you know, God forbid, like the flood that happened, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. Those are things that can just throw you out of balance. Like anything that brings you down can bring you down, right? So putting things on a centralized server is one way to handle it. You could also go to the cloud privately somehow.
Right.
And I chose to do my own server. And the neat thing is, you know, when you've been building computers and running with technology as long as I have, you have a backlog of parts. You have these older systems that, you know, maybe it was your previous gaming rig that that's not really good by today's standards, but it's not really bad either for a lot of other things. So,
right.
you know, you can't play, you wouldn't play Red Dead or Grand Theft Auto or, you know, Fortnite or something on it.
Well, you can't play Red Dead on it since not there's yet. No PC release
not,
Red Dead.
Not yet.
Two.
Just
or
wait.
The first one.
Or the first one. If they could release both at once, done. Wow. Golden edition.
I'll become a hermit. So just like the
where'd Dustin go?
Like
well,
the fat creature in the library.
Live outside of Dustin's apartment.
Yeah, that fat creature at the midway point of Blade. It's just this humongous mass of flesh.
That's it. I remember Blade now.
It was 90s cool.
It was 90s cool. Go and watch the trailer for those movies. It's like one man. Part monster.
Coming this summer
that's
in theaters.
That's it.
The movie guy was still doing stuff like that.
That was still movie guy.
Oh my gosh.
They did the Tomb Raider trailer too.
Laura Croft.
With John Voight and
Angelina Jolie. And like you had to say the
actors. Angelina Jolie is... Tomb Raider.
I do like the I'm glad movie trailers have kind of evolved past that.
Yeah,
but we're getting sidetracked. So,
no, so anyway, so I had this old rig, and I call it Behemoth because it's just a full ATX extended ATX case. It is a giant thing.
That's big.
You get strong by lifting this thing and moving it around. And I had a bunch of extra hard drives, so I put a bunch of hard drives in there. And for fault tolerance, that means you could lose a hard drive or lose some hardware or whatever.
Yeah, I got backups.
You want to make sure that if you lose something that you can keep on trucking. And what that means is you over-provision. So if you get, say, four hard drives, maybe two of them are designed to fail. So you don't have four times – or you don't have, like, all of the capacity. You have half of the capacity of all the drives, but you can lose any two drives.
Right. My OS is on its own SSD drive.
Right.
That's designed to fail. Should it fail, I can go – get the new operating system on there, and everything else is still there.
Now consider this: if you added a second SSD drive, you could maybe you could mirror those drives. So if one of them failed, you'd still have all your files. Everything would still be going. You would get an alert. You'd say, "Oh, this failed. You need to add a new drive so it can replicate." And SSDs are coming down in price now, so that's really good.
There's
a Western Digital Blue in both M2. It's like the candy bar. Form factor, and their gum stick, I think is what they're calling M2 now. And then you have the 2.5 inch. It's, I want to say, $150 for a terabyte.
I saw one on SSD. Sale at Newegg for $150, 2 terabyte now.
Oh, wow.
They are really fast at becoming the industry standard, which I'm very happy about.
We don't do a lot of hardware shows or really any hardware shows that I can remember.
It's so specialized. You know, I know people are checking out right now if they're like, oh, they're talking about hardware because it's like, The people who might be interested in stuff like this, it's very specialized.
It is.
And we like to keep our show as, you know, as broad as possible.
As easy to consume. Very easily consumable. You know, and something I would say to someone that
we're going to move on to the broader stuff. But
we are. We are going to get rid of this in a minute. We're going to throw this in the trash once we're done with it. Something I would say is that never be, like, scared to jump into something like that. The barrier for entry is really low now. It used to be very expensive to get into computing. Yeah. Now you can get a decent entry-level system for $400 or $500, which is the cost of, like, that's a cost of a PlayStation.
That's a cost of a Rift.
And you're right. And you can get better. You can get a better experience for a lot of games out of a homemade system. So don't feel you have to go to like any of these big box stores and buy an already made system. You can do your own thing. Everything only fits one way now. It's all color coded. You know. And there's guides. There's tons and hundreds and hundreds of guides out there.
The only thing I could say is, you know, just be careful when you're purchasing. Make sure parts are compatible.
PCPartPicker.com is my favorite site in the world because it forces compatibility.
Right, and to be honest, once you make sure all your parts are compatible and everything like that, that's half the battle is done there. And then it's just really, I hate to say this, it used to be soldering and everything like this back in the early 90s when I first started.
You just puzzle it together.
Now it's kind of like Legos.
That's it. You puzzle it together. If they don't fit together, they're not meant to fit together.
I remember being 10 years old helping my dad back in 2000 when he was a thing with building a thing. And that's when if you wanted something on there, might have been some soldering.
You heat up an iron and you put it on there.
You heat up an iron.
It isn't that way anymore. And it's cool that we moved past it because now so many more people can do it.
And that's not a bad thing we lost, trust me.
Oh, no, the macro electronics versus microelectronics. It's a big change. It's a good change.
Boot up DOS menus.
That's it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's it. We've moved past it. And that's actually one thing I wanted to end on was that, you know, people say, oh, you got to run Linux. You got to run a RAID setup or whatever. I'm actually running software called Unraid. Uh-huh. And I wanted to kind of give it a little throw out there. It's not a rated software. It's called Unraid for a reason.
Right.
But it's really neat. It uses Docker containers, which are sort of like little preset containers for Plex server, or for, you know, if you're downloading torrents, they have a torrent version. It's got a VPN thing. It's got a file server.
A very networked operating system.
It's very networked. You do everything via your browser, and you can even install a browser on it. So if I'm off-site, I can get back to my browser and have all of my plugins pre-installed and everything. And it's just an interesting way of doing it. You know, my fiance and I, we wanted a document management system, something that we can scan our documents into, and it would pick out, you know, okay, these are all our mortgage documents. And we didn't want to just have them in Google. We wanted to have something a little more specialized. This will actually do all of that for us, and it's not very expensive. I think the OS by itself is $50. And you know, you can't buy Windows for $50. So
no, you can't.
Let's talk about video game stuff, because you're right.
News.
I hope too many people didn't check out just now. It's just the last thing that I've been doing. I think I talked about last week was that, you know, Fortnite became a thing in my life, and I wanted to play some. I have not played Fortnite yet, but I did finish building this server, and it was just the thing that I've been doing.
Right.
So.
So, by the way, if you ever do want to, like, ask us questions about building hardware or stuff like that, or nerd questions, you know, reach out to us on, what, Facebook?
You can reach out at expcom/social. We also have, you know, Facebook, Google Plus, for however long that's around.
Yeah.
And we are on Twitter. I'm on Twitter. We need to update your sort of Dustin's information online.
Yes, definitely. But I get excited.
I think we also have the email address mail@expcom. So mail@expcpoints.com, and that'll go to both of us.
So, all right. So the big news is what I've been counting down to. We talked about it before, the music and everything like that. Red Dead 2, we are getting... We're going to need the zenith hour of when this thing is coming out.
Friday. No, 9 days.
9 days from now. I already took off of work from here. when is your wedding day?
I think I'm sick. It's Saturday. It's 27th.
Okay. Thank God. Okay. So.
Good. I'll be able to be there at the last hour.
Yeah, exactly. That's whatever, but I'm like, yeah. Oh, wait. It's Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I'm off. Okay. Never mind. I'm thinking of the football game, but that's this Saturday. Okay. So Red Dead Redemption 2 preloading. People who have pre-ordered it and need to preload the game, Red Dead Redemption 2 is available for preloading. If you've ordered it online, you can start downloading it, and you're going to want to start downloading this beast early.
It's 100 gigs, right?
90 gigs is the pre-install of it. October 19th.
That's
in 2 days.
It's this Friday, yeah.
That's this Friday. You can start preloading it a week in advance, which is really cool.
However,
I did order the collector's edition at Xbox and PS4, so both of those are going to have to install first.
You ordered both of them?
Both, for me and my roommate, because she's a huge Red Dead fan, too. So
but she plays Xbox.
I'm going to play the Xbox version, because I have the Xbox One X.
Okay.
She's going to play it on the PlayStation 4 Pro.
Okay.
It's going to be
at the same time, we're going through this. Okay, all right.
She's a different kind of gamer than me. I'm going to be immersed in the world and kind of role play it out. She likes to throw lassos on deer and see if that works, and wrestle bulls.
She's one of those people.
Yep. So that's the big news for that. Get your preloading in. Also, I want to clarify an article that's making the rounds, and I need to address that there was some journalism thing, and it kind of took off. There was an article, I think, written by Kotaku about people working 100-hour work days.
From Rockstar.
That is not the case, or is the standard that Red Dead Rockstar set.
They clarified that
was two or three people who work in kind of upper management who are kind of working like that,
right.
But they would never expect it, and I'm not going to defend it or not going to say whatever. That is the clarification they made earlier, was that no, we weren't being ordered to do this. There weren't like a sea of people working 100 hours.
There are this concept of crunch time. Whenever you crunch a game, I mean, it's the final finishing touches, whatever needs to happen until the game gets done. If I say you need to do this and you've got a week to do it, you could take 5 days off and you have to spend the last 2 days working as much as possible to get it done.
Right. That being said, I don't believe it's true, because even the guy who said it was like, no, this is what I meant kind of thing. So I'm inclined to believe that it was
They have my family.
Select.
This is what I meant.
But I do believe, having said that, I do believe there needs to be better gamer protection out there. This reminds me of early acting days when film industry was taking advantage of people. That's why they had the unions and stuff like that.
This reminds me, I think, Santa Monica.
Yeah.
Sony Studio Santa Monica did that for God of War a while back.
Right.
God of War 3, I think.
And then, of course, the Telltale Games.
Oh, yeah, and Telltale Games. Yeah.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yes.
Going through some problems. I had some problems with Origin. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And some of those problems are still in Odyssey.
Sorry. I was like, it's a Ubisoft game. They don't go on Origin. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, Origins. But both those games have poor PC performance issues.
Yes.
But a local modder was able to take a look at this and see what was going on with Odyssey that was causing such poor performance. It seems that there is some sort of texture loading that the system wants to do. It wants to, if I'm describing this right, I'm sure someone out there is like, no, this is what he meant. It wants to load up all the textures all at once and then constantly keep recycling, reloading old textures.
That would definitely cause some problems.
It would. It would cause resolution issues because it changes out resolutions when it doesn't need to. It causes a lot of push.
Yeah. The main idea behind, you know, graphics cards, the reason you need like a lot of RAM sometimes for graphics cards, the bigger the more fidelity or higher definition you want, is that games load in exactly what they need so that they have one single loading, typically at the beginning of the game. Or at the beginning of a stage, or even in the background while you're watching like a cinematic, because the cinematic's preloaded. So they load just enough to get you through the next section, and they throw away all the old stuff that's no longer going to be used.
Yeah.
And that's just a really efficient use and sort of just like common, like it's just a common way to do things. So if they're loading all of the textures all at once or trying to load all the textures all at once, I mean, a 6-gig card is not going to be enough.
Not just loading it all at once. Loading them all at once and then constantly trying to cycle through them.
Yeah,
for resolution changes.
It's tough. There's some stuff out there with really... So it's called... it's like dynamic resolution something.
DSR, dynamic scale resolution.
Yeah, it's effectively where you use 4K or 2K textures, but then you scale them down to 1080p, so you get more image data scaled down. So even though you can't display it on your monitor, you're getting higher fidelity images.
Right. And the problem with that being is it constantly keeps cycling through the textures it needs to go through, loading them all up, scaling them down, then doing it all over again.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Origins is using a modified versions of or Odyssey, right? Rather is
using
I think we were saying
Odyssey is using a modified version of Origins.
Right, we were saying Origins earlier. That's what
Origins has the same problem.
Okay. That was my question. Like, didn't they use the same engine pretty much?
Mm-hmm. Origins suffered, and I noticed it too when I was playing. It was some stuttering.
I'm playing right now, and it's like straight up crashing. Like I'm in the middle of playing, I'll get like a page fault. Like it's very clearly a RAM issue.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. Like I haven't played it in a week because I don't want to restart my computer again.
It was so bad for me. It took me right out of it. I deleted it.
Yep.
All right. So, Cyberpunk 2077, another game.
I love talking about this game.
I do too. It feels like.
Oh wait, can we pause real quick because it is now 11 years of Witcher.
That's right.
It's the 11th anniversary CD Projekt Red is releasing all of this awesome like concept artwork and everything.
Trish was the one they showed,
and I love Trish. She's my wife, right? Her and Yennefer. Her and Yennefer if I could, but...
Sorry, I like Witcher, Yennefer. I like Witcher, the abuse, man.
Witcher... I like the crab.
The dark hair, violet eyes. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, it's so good.
Okay.
So anyway, it's 11 years of Witcher, and even despite the recent things that the author Sapkowski, Andrea Sapkowski, was doing, I bet it's such a trippy thing to think this was something I created and someone took it and made it like bigger than I possibly could.
Yeah, and that's
have.
The thing. It's like my roommate Miranda wanted to read the first book.
Mm-hmm.
And that just like when I was hearing, I'm like, dude, Andrew, you're an idiot because this girl would have never had a care in the world about reading your book.
Right. And what is that? Blood of Elves?
Last Wish. Blood of Elves is the second one.
Ah, okay.
Last Wish is the first one.
Yeah.
So if people are looking to get into the series, we'll start right now.
11 years, and then hopefully it'll keep on trucking at some point in some form or fashion.
But exciting news for people who are looking forward to Cyberpunk 2077. Yours truly. So we got distributors for the game.
Awesome.
That is a big deal for a couple
reasons.
They
need to distribute it to us.
Right. They need to get it to us. When you have distributors, and this is kind of a little economy class real quick. When you have distributors for a game, you can't just say, hey, we want you to distribute a game. Okay, when's it coming up? I don't know. You can't do that. You definitely cannot
do
that. No. You have to give them basically.
That just sounds like chaos all of a sudden.
Which is good. They have not confirmed or denied a 2019 release date. However, with the distributors being grabbed, two different distributors for the continent, North America is getting Warner Brothers as distributors, same people who did Witcher 3.
Yep.
Did an excellent job of distributing it very well, I think.
I loved their distribution.
Their game
model.
Of the year, the thing. They did a great job distributing. Bandai Namco will be handling distribution in Europe.
Okay.
I believe Dark Souls, if their reputation in Europe, Dark Souls was great.
Do we have Asia?
I don't have the Asia market yet. I'm curious what theirs can be. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Bandai Namco again.
That's what I was leaning towards,
because they got a big foothold in there. I couldn't think of anybody else who would really want to do it.
I really hope that they keep a similar model to Witcher 3 because of how good it worked. I bought it from Good Old Games, and I will happily throw money at that again. I loved everything about
it.
It was an easy process. It was a painless process. Mm-hmm. And it's something that keeps GOG Galaxy installed in my system.
Right. Can I give you my prediction? Can I make a bet for when I think Cyberpunk 2077? They're going to have a fall 2019 release date.
Wow, you think it's about a year out?
I believe it is straight up a year out because if I'm going to make a game this big, I need to give these guys a year.
What is the next big game convention? It's not E3. Is it TGS or maybe?
I want to say that's it. But not to be whatever, Cyberpunk or CD Projekt
Red.
It's
PAX. It's got to be PAX.
I think it might be. I'm not certain.
Okay.
But even so, I wouldn't rely on that because, I mean, they dropped the 40-minute gameplay, not at any
convention.
They
just did it on YouTube.
Yeah. They do things at their own pace because they like the isolated news it gets. They don't have to be with other people.
They're not competing against anybody else.
Exactly. You know?
That's Hideo Kojima doing Death Stranding releases. I mean, he's not trying to compete with anyone else.
Exactly. And I think that's the smart thing is Rockstar. They don't do anything about their gameplay with anybody.
Blizzard
else.
Has BlizzCon, but
and that's their own little thing and everything. Bethesda has more of a community with people and everything, especially when they do Doom, man.
Yeah,
when they do Doom, it's rad as heck. Okay,
I love the I love it's just like metal music. Want to go to hell? Here's how you play it. Yeah. Here's Doom.
I love the jokes they did. They got flack for this or whatever, but if you're this sensitive about it, just no pun intended, to hell.
Flack is an unreal tournament thing.
Oh, no. The one they did a joke during the Doom Eternal where they said, do not call demons undead. Call them living challenged or something like that.
It was
I was giggling so hard at it. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, it's because clearly they get it. Like, they're not so far off their own butts.
They're not making fun of anybody.
No, they're not making fun. They're trying to have fun. I mean, like, so people can get offended by anything, so.
You can just, like.
It's one of those frustrating things where with video games, you don't have to be offended at things. Like, you can literally just love everything.
And that's the thing.
You can enjoy the whole experience.
And you can do that and make a joke and you can alienate your audience like Mighty No. 9 did during their trailer.
I kind of
make a Weebo to his mama or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, well, good job making fun of your fan base.
And then they just made the game and that alienated the rest of it.
To be honest, the game is what did it.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't hurting themselves.
You can't see it. Game is used in air quotes here.
Yeah, big giant bunny ears.
What if I told you there's an achievement you could have gotten only today of a game that came out 5 years ago.
And this is specifically October 17th.
October 17th.
Okay.
This could be the earliest you can get
10/17, 1017, 2018. I don't know.
You're not going to get it.
I don't know. What is it?
I like your thought process.
I would say,
Do any critical thinking ain't going to help you.
Okay.
But I do like your thought process.
Where is it 5 years ago?
The Stanley Parable has an achievement called Go Outside. That you could have gotten if you didn't play the game for 5 years. Because the game came out October 17th, 2013.
Oh, wow. So I've played the game. Dang it.
I think I'm off by
a few years. So you can...
Yeah.
Wait, so hold on. So does that just mean that I can't ever get it or I'd have to not play the game
for
5 years?
You have to not play the game for 5 years.
Okay, good. So I think
you can get the game. You can get this achievement. You just have to. I think I'm like.
This is the first. This is the first game. The first time you could have gotten it.
Right. I think I'm like 3 years out from getting this achievement here. The fact that I won it for some reason, I don't know why.
It's because achievements are made to. They're like they're earwigs. They burrow in, and you're just like, got to get it. This proves how good I am. Let's cut to two songs, and let's come back and discuss the rest of it. This is First Crust by Saber Pulse and Knife City. And let's play And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. It's kind of a short one. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points radio show on, I almost said exclusively.
You almost did.
On Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU. We ain't exclusive anymore. I broke up with him. I'm always going to be me.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points radio show. I'm still MG.
I'm Dustin.
That was And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Some Bioshock Infinite thrown at you. We opened the whole thing up with First Crush by Saber Pulse and Knife City. Do we have any final moments of the show? Anything we need to get
just,
out?
I think the only thing that I wanted to mention is just how awesome the Capcom about Resident Evil 2 details have been, because they've been consistently, like, every week since they've announced it, showing something.
Right. They're very clearly interested in the fandom, almost said outcry, like positive outcry, I guess, fanfare, you know, mm-hmm. They're all about that, literally fanfare.
And I'm very much looking forward to this game.
RE2 was your favorite, right? Resident
RE2?
Evil 2?
Oh, 4.
4, that's right, that's
four
right. I was saying 2 is my favorite, and yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything without Ashley is my favorite part of the game. Because I replayed it, and I blew through it,
right.
Of course, because I didn't realize... every time the AI just needed some work in the game. It's out of date because now I play in a very clever way.
Right.
Because I've playing Resident Evil 4, this is going to sound so pretentious.
That's okay.
Playing a game pre-Dark Souls and playing a game post-Dark Souls. Taking the cheap way out ain't cheating in my book anymore.
Right.
If I can win, I win.
I'm going to win.
So the thing in Resident Evil 4 is these zombies will come at you, right?
Yeah.
Zombies aren't aware of certain factors when you're in a firefight. You were in the Marines, you know about this. Fatal funnels.
Yep.
Spacing.
Yep.
They're not very cognizant
of
this.
That's what killed all of the zombies in the Marine Corps when I was in there.
Yeah. But stuff like that, it's like the game will try to engage you in a space that's like not conducive to fighting. But I was just in a hallway 10 meters ago. I'm not going to shoot at you here. I'm going to turn around and go through that hallway where you guys can one at a time.
Right.
It's Thermopylae. You guys are condensed here. Why am I going to try to fight you like
that's
this?
That's it. There's no... Well, other than just, like, turn on some metal music and go through and just, you know, right. and put myself out there, you know.
Right. And you could try being the tough guy and do that. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't fight
you're
going
to have to
mix some
herbs together and make some
and <that's
laughs>
make
some sprays.
And there'll be parts where, like, you know, like, oh, this is, in a sense, a hallway.
Right.
You can't shoot at me. You can't get to me from here. And you have to turn this corner where you have no visual, but you're in the AI only knows engage him in these small maps.
Right.
They can't really think
about it.
You're using
the game mechanics, the pre-existing game mechanics and AI against it. But I mean, that's the point of that. You're playing
right.
the game.
And I'm using the fact that it's a map that's
right.
very isolated
right.
against it. And it's supposed to be a claustrophobic. Like, yes, but unfortunately, it doesn't work for the advantage of the bad guys.
I'm going to say it works kind of both ways. It's supposed to do that to you, but it's not. And it
right.
definitely doesn't help the other side, the AI side.
And exactly. And grenades are very overpowered in the game,
mm-hmm.
I felt. And you find a lot of them.
Yeah.
So anytime I see three or more of them, I'm like, every time I'd always say the same thing. I go, spacing, bro. And boom, kill four or five of them without ever
right.
firing a shot. And it's
which is good because you can conserve your ammo because you're going to need that later.
Right, and that's the thing. It's like, you know, this became, and once you get the Stinger shotgun, I mean,
yep.
That's a game over for them pretty
did
much.
Did you Have you played 7 yet?
I did. I blew right now. 7 does a little bit better of a job with that because the enemies are much more dynamic and have a better job chasing you.
Right.
The thing I didn't like about 7 was that the enemies became a bit repetitive. There were really only three enemy types. Tall one,
yeah.
Short, small one that's kind of skittery, and the fat one.
Yeah.
That was it. Then you had your special ones like Mama and Papa, which when it became the most interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't be a game full of just special enemies. Like,
mm-hmm.
it would just, it
right.
would never work. It's, I don't know.
Using the environment's tough for an AI.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Still
and we're getting better.
We're
getting better. There's a lot of technologies out there that are making it better. So
mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see, like, I want to see the AI in Red Dead. I want to see the AI
right.
in, you know, Cyberpunk definitely because I've seen from just the glimpses we've seen it's getting better and better. And
well,
better.
I like the idea of Cyberpunk. Things become more dangerous because you're like, oh, okay, you know, fighting these regular gangsters, you know, they're kind of separate, they're on their little thing. But when you're fighting, you know, more
like
advanced,
a guild, like fighting a
network of people,
right.
that can come and understand things. Even if one of them dies, they understand.
It's sort of the hive mind, like somebody
right.
dropped off the grid, and this is what they did to kill them. So they're going to learn from that fight.
It feels like a boss fight with lots of different limbs.
Right.
That'd be a, ooh,
yeah.
I like that.
We are out of time. Every week happens, but that's okay. We're going to be back next Wednesday from 9 to 10. Thanks for hanging out. We're going to leave you with two songs, Spoiler by Hyper and Man on Fire by Ooh. The Megas. Enjoy the rest of your night, everybody. I've been MG.
I've been Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show. We have a website, exppoints.com. Go ahead and check it out for all of our stuff, and we'll see you next week. You've been listening to it exclusively Well, not really.
Yep.
On Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU. Experience Points keeps itself nice and casual. Ain't gonna get tied down, baby.
Get to know everybody. Smoking in the booth.